You want to hit? All right, thank you. Simin Lamed Gimel, which is Dvarim Arsur Mishum Sakana, things that are Sakana. Uboy Yud Dalet Zifim. So of course, things that are Sakana, people get much more concerned with than they are with Halacha. Right, which Chamira Sakanta Mi Yisura. So there is such a concept that a Sakana is more Chomer than the Isser, which we'll try and discuss. But these are things that are be'etzem halachically not an issue, but sakana-wise, it could be an issue. So also lechel dog and basar, that's the most famous one. You're not allowed to eat fish with meat. Shuman oifus, and even if it's with the fat from birds, which is not actual meat. Sakana. What's a sakana? It's taras, right? Ve'em litzlis basar and dog b'taner echad, and this is one of the most common Friday shilas that gets asked. That get asked. Ve'en nitzlis basar and dog b'taner echad. You cannot roast meat with fish in one oven. Kishu taner katan, when it's a small taner. Ela kishe'echad me'en mechusa, only when one of them is covered. So that's a taner katan. This question is, aval tanurim shalanu, shehem gedolim, ein lachash. But if it's a very large oven, then it's there's no chashas. So now what this is referring to recha. You could have two issues with cooking milchiks and fleishiks and domen at the same time, and this is obviously talking about fish and meat. There's recha, which is just the smell, and then there's zeya, which is actual zeya is like the sweat. So in a taner katan, which is a very constricted area, so then it's more of a problem. When it's a taner gadol, so then we say that the reyach doesn't have enough to fall into each other, so therefore, it's b'di'evit, it's going to be okay. The shaila is what our ovens are like. Our ovens are actually pretty large, and our ovens are vented. So there is a lot to be makel with that you could even roast open meat and open fish at the same time. If one of them is covered, that's then l'chatchila, then you can even do that l'chatchila. So when somebody's trying to bake fish in the oven and it's a Friday and you're running late, and you want to cook meat in there at the same time, as long as one or the other is covered, it's l'chatchila. And b'di'evid, then it's going to be okay because we paskin reicha b'di'evid is mutter. Okay. Base k'shoyachol dog and now. So and then of course when you learn this, then all these silos come out. So somebody mamish 5 minutes ago texted me that they dipped fish into a dip. Can they now dip meat into that same dip? So lechayra, that shouldn't be a problem unless you see fish there that fell in. Then last night, I learned this with my boys the night. Then I learned the next day with my boys. So right after finished learning it, this one I never got in my life. This maybe I did. I could. I forgot. So somebody had no idea what they put something in the microwave to heat up. They have no idea whether it's fish, chicken, or a mix of both. Right? So can they eat it or not?
They don't know what they put in the microwave.
Yes. They have no idea. I guess it looks like a patty of some sort. I didn't ask exactly. That's what I
What did they
assumed.
make? What did they buy? They don't know.
I think they made it themselves, and they must make chicken patties and fish patties. That's the way I assumed, and they had no idea, and they put them together, and they have no idea if it's fish, meat. I don't know why they can't tell the taste.
I mean,
They
you
don't
put
even
them
want to
on a
taste
bun and they
it.
all taste the same.
All right, so exactly. So they didn't even want to taste it because it's a sakana. I said, what should I tell you? It's a suffix. It's a suffix, and it's chicken. It's really mutter. They said they don't want to eat it. Okay, so don't eat it. All right. Okay, that was an interesting shiloh. Fine, bays. Now, bays is a halacha that I think many people are not aware of that they have to keep. When somebody eats fish and then afterwards eats meat, which is most people on Shabbos, or the opposite, which is another common thing, people think that it's usur to eat meat and then fish because we're so used to having fish and then meat. There's no difference between having fish and the meat, and then you can go back to fish or meat and fish. And I mean, it's they think because after meat you're not allowed to have dairy, so after meat you're not allowed to have fish. It's not true. It's just that's the way we do it on Shabbos. But anyways, in between fish and meat, or meat and fish, yesh lecho b'neim ktsas pas, you should eat some bread. V'lishlas eza mashke, and to drink something, davi kinuach v'hadocha, that's called wiping. Kinuach means you're wiping out the
Parents
mouth,
knows what
and
Eza
hadocha, and
Mashke
washing.
is.
That's yeah. So mashka, so the minig in the veld is that you have a l'chaim. That's where the minig came from. After the fish, you have a l'chaim. But the problem is that people don't realize another part of the halacha is that you also have to have challah. Meaning, so between the fish, when you finish with the fish until you get to the soup or to the meat, it's not just enough to have a mashka. By the way, mashka doesn't have to mean alcohol. It can mean any liquid. You want to have liquid because that washes away the taste of the fish in the mouth, and you also want to have bread or cake, but not vegetables, not a smooth food. You want to have something that's a little rough so that wipes down the residue that's left in your mouth from fish. So you
Even
really
water is
require both.
fine.
Even water is fine, yes. But the people forget about the kinuach part. You got to do both, right? That is the halacha. It's a straight halacha.
If you're
I mean, it's
having
halacha based
herring
on
with
sakana.
crackers, if like at
Yes.
a kiddush, if somebody's having herring and crackers, are they able to
Yes,
then
you have
drink
that.
him?
Yes, have the cracker though. Have a cracker after you're done with the fish. Right? You have to make sure you
You
eat the
don't get both
cracker
at
after the
once?
fish. If you do both at once, I think it doesn't work. I think it doesn't work. Right?
Is the schnapps like the burning acid or the alcohol aspect, maybe like a both?
Maybe, but yeah, I don't know. It could be, but that you don't swish it around your mouth. At least maybe some people do. Maybe some people do,
Maybe
but that's also an
that's where
advantage to eating.
the minute came
Could be.
from.
And it doesn't say that as far as I remember. It says kinuach hanadocha. Okay, Gimel. Adam. This one I think is not really so nageya. You have to be careful from the sweat of people. Shekol any sweat from a person is considered sama mavis, like the poison of death. Puts mizeyas upon him, except for the sweat from a face. You should make sure not to put food between your clothing and your basar, which from I think what the Gemara says is to hide food under your armpits. Right? I mean, I don't think anybody does that. And especially if you have an undershirt, if you do hide it. The reason is because the zeya is the sama mavis. I mean, it sounds like even your own zeya, not only somebody else's. Don't put money into your mouth, because perhaps there's some zeya on it. Because people's hands touch them, and they're a chaylim, which is why there's a big machloekas of whether somebody should kiss the actual Sefer Torah or you kiss your hand. That's what a minute comes from, to kiss the hand, because at least it's the sum, because I think I forgot which sheet to say not to kiss the Sefer Torah because of germs.
Wow, a lot of people kiss the Sefer Torah.
Most people kiss the Sefer Torah,
Half the
yes.
Shal Yashuv goes over there and kisses
Yeah, that's true. But it's not so posh to do it. Not everybody agrees that that's the right thing to do. A person should be very careful, and I never heard of anybody keeping this, that when you smell a food that you like the smell, you should spit out all the saliva that's in your mouth and don't swallow it. Because if you do swallow it, you could come to a sakana chas v'shalom. But that's only if you don't eat it. Right? Right? Because if you eat it, then that's not a problem. So, and there are those that say that that may be where when you invite somebody into your house, then you invite them to eat. You offer them something to eat. That's a bir halacha says this. Right? Because if they come into the house and they smell the good food and you don't give them to eat, then it could be a sakana. Right? Fine. I once heard from one of the lady speakers, or I heard from somebody who told me that if you don't have to telling the women, if you don't have anything ready to eat, just in the house when the men come home, so just fry some onions and it smells really good and they think you're preparing really good food. Yeah. Hey, Yeshizar, that's another big one. You should not drink liquids that are open liquids. Now, people ask about all sorts of things that they leave out overnight. Really, it only applies to water, wine, milk, honey. And that's it. Yeah, and the thing is, it's for a snake. So it's interesting that the Kitzur Paskens L'chumra here, because Shulchan Aruch says we don't have this anymore because we don't have snakes. The Gra is very machmir, though. The Gra is very machmir. If you ever see pictures of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Kanievsky didn't leave liquids unopened, even for a few seconds. He covered it with a piece of paper. But bottom line is, then this question gets asked a lot. And if you don't live near snakes, the Ikra Din is that it's mutter. Fine. Vav. Also, Litein Dover Michael, and Mashkin Tachas Amita. Another, this is the big summer camp. Sila, that you're not allowed to put food or liquid under a bed, even if they're covered, because there's a ruach ra. Now, notice it doesn't say under a bed that somebody's sleeping in. It just says under a bed. So that's another issue. Is it the priest, is it the person sleeping in the bed, or is it actually under the bed, just the bed? And does it apply to goyim? There's lots of heterim. And some say that it's only if it's directly on the floor. In the villages, people, it seemed like they needed the place or the space to store their potatoes. Under the bed, therefore, you should warn them not to do this. What's with bidyeved? So bidyeved is a machlokes. Personally, I tell people bidyeved is okay. Certainly, if it's sealed, or if it's not directly on the floor, meaning if, as long as it's a tziruv. That some say it doesn't apply, then I personally will tell people they could be mekel. And in summer camp, there's a rule called Kol Shas HaDchak Kidyeved. The kids have no place to store their food, so as long as it's sealed, then I personally tell them it's okay. I hope I'm correct. Again, this is not all halacha. This is all based on sakana. Okay, we will stop here tonight. Everybody, so have a fine night.